Does this work?
Okay.
Good morning.
大家早。
I had a mild panic when it says 12:05.
那个钟上面讲十二点零五分了。Okay, dismiss.
So I'm glad you're here. Welcome to church.
欢迎大家啊，都能够到教会来。
So I know we're still over a month from Christmas.
虽然离圣诞节还有一个多月的时间
，But this morning we'll begin with the Christmas story.
但是今天我们要讲一个圣诞节的故事。
So the story is told in the Gospels.
在这个福音书里面有提到的。
During the time of Caesar Augustus, Emperor of Rome.
在这个罗马皇帝，这个奥古斯都这个凯撒大帝的时代。
And Herod the Great, King of Judea.
这个希律呢，他是犹大帝的王。
During this time, there was a census.
在那个时候，他们做了一个人口普查。
So, because of the census,
因为他们要做这个人口普查
，Joseph and Mary, who was pregnant with Jesus,
约瑟跟玛利亚，玛利亚那个时候肚子里面是怀着耶稣。
They had to pack their bags and move from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
所以呢，他们就要打包从这个拿撒勒搬到回到这个伯利恒去
，because Joseph is from the tribe of Judah.
因为约瑟呢，他是犹大支派的人。
But after Jesus was born,
耶稣出生以后
，we read that there were magi from the east.
我们就读到说有这个东方的博士来。
I don't know if the magi were Chinese or Indian.
不晓得这个字是中文还是印度文还是什么意思。
But there were wise men.
但他们是非常聪明的人。
There were scholars, there were PhDs.
他们是这个学者啊，有博士学位的。
They had studied their own history books.
他们呢也是研读圣经。
Their own scriptures.
他们也读经文。
They calculated the movement of the stars.
他们就来计算这个星象天文学的动向。
So they followed a bright star.
他们就跟着一个很明亮的星。
They know the bright star will lead them to the birth place of the Messiah.
他们知道说那个明亮的星会把他们带引到这个弥赛亚出生的地方。
So they needed a confirmation.
所以他们要来确认这个事情。
Because back then they couldn't just Google it.
那个时候呢没有办法上网去查。
When they came to Jerusalem, they went into the palace.
他们到耶路撒冷的时候就去了宫殿。
They asked the chief priests and the religious leaders.
他们就去问那个大祭司啊，这些宗教领袖们。
They said, we have come all this way.
我们老远而来。
We have the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh.
我们有拿了这个黄金、乳香、没药。
We follow the star.
我们跟着星星。
And we're looking for the Messiah.
我们要来找弥赛亚。
The king of the Jews.
就是这个犹太人的王。
Tell us, what does your scripture say?
你可不可以告诉我们你们的经文怎么说的呢？
Where was he born?
他在哪里出生？
The chief priest thought for a moment.
这个大祭司呢，想了一会儿。
And he went back to his library.
他就到他的图书馆。
And he brought out a 700-year-old scripture, a scroll.
就拿出了一卷有700年之久的这个古卷。
And he opened the scroll and began to read from it.
他就打开古卷就开始读了。
And he read this in the presence of King Herod, he said.
就在这个希律王的面前呢，就读起来了。
He said, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
也就在马太福音二章六节讲说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的。因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
This is pretty clear, isn't it?
这不是很清楚了吗？
There will be a ruler of the Jews.
那个会有一个犹太人的统治王。
And he will be born in Bethlehem.
他会在伯利恒出生。
So you can understand why King Herod was alarmed.
所以你就会知道说为什么这个希律王呢，他就提高警觉了。
Because he is the king of the Jews.
因为他当时是犹大的王。
So who is this other king of the Jews?
所以怎么会有另外一个王呢？
Remember last time when I preached on Obadiah.
我记得我们上次我们看的书是俄巴底亚书。
We learned about the heritage of King Herod.
我们有念到说这个 希律王他的出身是什么？
He was an Edomite.
他是以东人。
A descendant of Esau.
是以扫的后代。
Jesus is the descendant of Jacob.
耶稣呢是雅各的后代。
Obadiah told us the strained relationship between the two brothers.
所以在俄巴底亚书就有提到说这两个弟兄之间他们的这个争斗呢一直不断。
The hostility that continued with their descendants.
甚至呢他们中间的纷争一直延续到他们的子子孙孙。
And eventually to the destruction of Edom.
后来呢以东就灭亡了。
The Magi, upon hearing the exact location,of the birth of Jesus, they were overjoyed.
那这三这个博士呢，他们听到这个耶稣弥赛亚出生的地方，非常的高兴。
But then, when they were about to hop on their camels to leave the palace,
就在他们要骑上骆驼离开宫殿的时候
，they had their own camels. They didn't have to call Uber.
他们有他们自己的这个骆驼，不用去叫车子 Uber.
They turned and asked the chief priest.
他们就回头问大祭司说。
He said, what scroll are you reading? Where did you get such precise location?
你念的书卷是哪个书卷？怎么可以这么清楚明白地指出来弥赛亚到哪里出生？
The chief priest replied, from the prophet Micah, of course.
所以大祭司就告诉他说，这个经文呢，是出自于弥迦书。
Matthew was quoting the prophet Micah, chapter 5.
马太福音，马太写的时候，也是从这个弥迦书里头引用出来的。
So that's our topic today, the book of Micah.
这就是我们今天要讲的主题，就是弥迦书。
We're going to continue with the study of minor prophets.
我们继续是在讲这个小书小先知书卷。
We're about halfway through.
我们大概已经差不多一半了。
We will cover six of the two of minor prophets.
所以呢，我们又讲到六个小先知。
As you remember, the minor prophets are minor.
我们记得说小先知呢，他们是称为小先知，是因为
not because they're unimportant, but because they are shorter.
并不是说他们这些先知不重要，而是说他们写的书卷比较短。
We have just read perhaps the most famous verse from Micah.
我们刚刚念的可能是弥迦书里面最有名的经文了。
And that's the messianic verse about the birthplace of Jesus Christ.
也就是关于说弥赛亚会在哪里出生。
For some of us, that's all we know about Micah.
很多人呢，我们可能弥迦书我们知道的就是那一个金句。
Micah is the guy who predicted the birthplace of Jesus.
也就是说，弥迦呢，他预言了耶稣弥赛亚是在哪里出生。
Well, that's pretty good, but I think we can do better than that.
那已经不错了哈，但是我们还有更多可以探讨。
Micah is a lot more than that.
弥迦书不是就只这样而已。
The verses that we read from the responsive readings are actually the key points of the book.
我们刚刚念的回应经文呢，其实是弥迦书里面很重要的经句。
And we will get back to those.
我们会等会再提到。
Micah was a great preacher.
弥迦呢，他是一个很伟大的宣教士。
He uses bullet points.
他呢，列出了重点。
So he told us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God.
他们就说要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Three things that God told us to do.
就是这三样事情神要我们去做的。
Well, let's first meet Micah.
那我们来看看弥迦这个人是谁。
Who is he?
他是谁呢？
What's he talking about?
他在说什么？
So we can turn to the first verse of chapter 1.
我们就来看弥迦书第一章第一节。
You have a brief introduction to the prophet.
这边呢有介绍的这个先知弥迦。
This is what the Bible says. The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Moresheth during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. The vision he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem.
弥迦书第一章第一节，当犹大王约旦亚哈斯西西家在位的时候，摩利沙人弥迦得耶和华的默示。论撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷。
The name Micah means who is like God.
弥迦的意思也就是说谁会像神。
Who is like God, Yahweh?
谁会像神耶和华。
The answer is no one is like him.
就是答案是没有人可以像神一样。
When did he prophesy?
他在什么时候发了这个预言？
Pastor Linda has been teaching us on First Chronicles.
这个林达牧师在教我们的是在我们现在讲的就是在这个历代志上
The story of Solomon
也关于这个所罗门的故事
When Solomon died, the monarchy was split into two.
所罗门死了以后呢，他的王国就分为二。
There was the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
分为南国北国。
The verse talks about three kings of the southern kingdom.
在这边讲的这个三个王呢，是南国的王。
But Micah spoke to both the north and the south.
但是这个先知弥迦呢，他是对南国也对北国同时都说预言。
He is a prophet.
他是一个先知。
The major job description of a prophet is to speak for God.
先知主要的任务就是替神来说话。
The prophet doesn't just predict prophecy.
他先知也不是说就是预测未来。
A prophet speaks for God.
先知呢是替神发言的。
The timeline here with three kings also places Micah around 700 BC.
所以呢，在这边三个列出来三个国王的时代，也就是在主前700年左右的时候。
During this time period, there were repeated attacks from the Assyrians on the northern kingdom.
在这个时候呢，北国一直不断的受到亚述国的侵略。
Eventually, Assyrian conquered Samaria.
最后呢，这个亚述呢就打败了这个撒玛利亚。
That was 722 BC. The northern kingdom no longer existed.
也就在主前722年的时候，北国就不存在，被灭了。
But remember, the Assyrians didn't stop.
但是呢，亚述并不是这样子就停止了。
They came and laid siege to Jerusalem.
他们呢也来侵略这个耶路撒冷。
And that great story was told in 2 Kings.
这个故事我们可以在列王记下可以看到。
God miraculously saved Jerusalem and King Hezekiah.
那边就描述到神是奇妙的救了耶路撒冷跟这个西西家王。
This time period also placed Micah as the contemporary of Isaiah.
这个时段呢，也就把这个先知弥迦跟先知以赛亚呢是列为同一个时代。
Maybe you don't know much about Micah, but you should know a lot about Isaiah.
可能这个弥迦这个先知我们不清楚，但是以赛亚这个先知我们是非常熟悉的。
But there was a big difference between Micah and Isaiah.
但是在弥迦跟以赛亚之间呢，有很大的区别。
Isaiah was the cousin of the king.
这个以赛亚呢，他是这个王室的这个亲戚。
He grew up in the palace of Jerusalem.
他是在宫殿里头长大的。
He had direct access to the kings.
所以他可以随时到皇的面前来。
Micah, on the other hand, was from a place called Moresheth.
但是弥迦呢，是从一个摩利沙这个地方出来的。
Moresheth was in the countryside.
摩利沙呢，是在这个乡下地方。
So Micah was a country boy.
所以弥迦呢，他是一个乡下的儿子。
So we will call him 乡下人。
所以我们就把他称为乡下人。
Or as my grandma would say, 乡下人。
那上海话谁可以翻？
But when where he was, he saw the sins from the northern kingdom coming to the south.
但是呢，他就看到北国的罪呢，就已经也到南国这边来了。
The sin of Jerusalem came to the countryside.
也就是这个从这个南国北国呢，一直到乡下这个地方，都可以看到他们的罪。
Everyone has turned away from God.
每个人呢都背弃了神。
And Micah had a response.
所以呢，弥迦对这个有一个回应。
He says in verse 8, Because of this, I will weep and wail. I will go on about barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal and moan like an owl.
就在弥迦书第一章第八节，先知说，因此我必大声哀嚎，赤脚露体而行，又要呼嚎如野狗，哀鸣如鸵鸟。
This is interesting because I have the NIV translation. It says an owl.
所以呢，在这个我的 NIV 的这个版本的英文里头呢，讲的是 owl， 是这个猫头鹰。
But most translation, including the Chinese translation, it says an ostrich.
但是很多翻译本，甚至中文的翻译本都说是鸵鸟。
I have heard an owl moaning. It's not so bad.
我听过这个这个猫头鹰它们叫起来不是那么难听。
It's kind of pleasing.
还觉得还不错。
But have you ever heard an ostrich?
但是你有听过鸵鸟叫吗？
It's a horrible screeching sound.
是非常这个尖嘶的很难听的声音。
So I think the NIV made a mistake here.
所以我认为这个 NIV 的这个版本呢，国际版本可能有一点错误。
The Spirit of God stirred in Micah's heart, so he is so anguished.
因为呢，神给他的这个让他的心里沉重，搅动他，所以他很痛苦。
He was in so much pain.
他呢，非常的焦虑。
What is Micah so angry about?
他为什么这么愤怒呢？
You have heard me preach on the minor prophets.
我们已经连续听到这个Gary 弟兄讲了好多集的这个小先知书了。
So you know what they are.
所以我们知道那是什么意思。
This is a recurrent thing.
这是一个一直不断重复的一个景象。
The list of sins people have committed.
也就是呢，人呢，所犯的罪。
I'll just highlight a few.
我们来提几个。
The first is idolatry.
第一个就是他们的拜偶像。
Idolatry.
拜偶像。
The Bible tells us that Ahaz, you know, Hezekiah's father.
这个圣经告诉我们说，这个亚哈斯王呢，他是这个西西家的父亲。
He went to Assyria.And he admired the altar in their temple.
他呢去到了亚述以后，看到他们这个这个宫殿里面祭坛呢，非常的羡慕。
And when he came home, he built one exactly like it in Jerusalem.
所以他回到耶路撒冷以后，就盖了一个一模一样的。
Talk about idolatry.
这就是拜偶像。
So Micah says, all her idols will be broken to pieces, all her temple gifts will be burned with fire. I will destroy all her images.Since she gathered her gifts from the wages of prostitutes, as the wages of prostitutes, they will again be used.
所以弥迦书第一章第七节讲说，他一切雕刻的偶像必被打碎，他所得的财物必被火烧，所有的偶像我必毁灭，因为是从妓女顾价所聚来的，后必归为妓女的顾价。
So from the prophet Hosea, remember what Hosea said.
所以我们记得这个小先知何西亚书怎么说的吗？
He compared the unfaithfulness of Israel to prostitutes.
他就把以色列人对神的不忠呢，比喻成为妓女。
Micah used the same imagery here.
弥迦呢，在这边也是用这个景象来描写。
The second practice was dishonesty.
第二个呢，就是他们的不诚实、欺骗。
In chapter 2, we read, Woe to those who plan iniquity, to those who plot evil on their beds. At morning's light, they carry it out, because it is in their power to do so.They cover fields and seize them, and houses, and take them. They defraud people of their homes and rob them of their inheritance.
弥迦书二章一到二节讲说，祸哉那些在床上图谋罪孽、造作奸恶的，有一天一发亮，因手有能力就行出来了。他们贪图田地就占据，贪图房屋便夺取。他们欺压人，霸占房屋和产业。
This is a picture of dishonest people who are consumed with greed.
这就是一个啊，这个贪心的人他们的景象图画。
They're consumed with getting more.
他们一直不停的想要得到更多。
They stay up at night. They can't sleep.
他们晚上呢睡不着觉。
They're thinking, how can we get more?
他们就在想，到底怎么样可以再多拿一些
？How can we build up our assets in our portfolio?
怎么样可以把我们的财产呢变得更好、更多
？How can we get more money from the poor and the helpless?
怎么样可以从这些这个穷苦无助的人身上拿更多的钱
？The landlords will kick the tenants out on the streets.
这个屋主呢就把这个房客呢赶到街上去。
Even the orphans and the widows.
甚至是孤儿寡母也是这样。
They sell their lands to pay their debts.
把他们的地给卖了。来偿还他们的债务。
Even the law forbids that.
虽然他们的律法是不允许这样做的。
So they break the law, but they don't care.
所以他们呢就这个触动了法律，但是他们也不在乎。
That's because the third thing that Micah accused them of.
就是因为下面呢这个弥迦又指控他们另外一项罪行。
That's corruption.
就是说他们是贪污腐败。
Chapter 3 says her leaders judge for bribe, her priests teach for price, and her prophets tell fortunes for money.
弥迦书三章十一节讲说，首领为贿赂行审判，祭司为顾价施训诲，先知为银钱行占卜。
So the dishonest businessman break the law.
所以呢，这些奸商犯法。
But they don't care because they bought off the judges.
他们不在乎，因为他们已经买通了这个法官。
If you pay the judge, the case will go your way.
如果你呢，打通了法官，那当然就是照你的方法了。
If you don't, you'll be locked up.
如果你不是这样做，你可能就被关起来。
Moreover, Micah says there are prophets who are for profit.
所以呢，弥迦也讲说，这些先知呢，他们就是来赚取利益。
If you pay the prophets,They will tell you whatever you want to hear.
如果你给他们钱，他们就会告诉你你想听的。
If you don't pay them, they will pick a fight with you.
如果你不给他们钱，他们可能就会找你麻烦。
An issue here is how people treat one another.
所以重点是说他们怎么样来互相对待。
It was social injustice.
就是社会上的不公平。
So they commit adultery against God and commit injustice against one another.
所以呢，他们对神呢是犯了拜偶像的罪，然后互相他们之间呢又是不是用这个公平的来对待彼此。
And you've heard these before because there will be consequences.
我们以前也看到过这些样的行为会是有后果要承担的。
Micah says the north will be destroyed by the Assyrians.
所以弥迦也讲说北国就会被这个亚述去这个灭亡。
But the consequence is not limited to the north.
但是这个后果并不是只是北国来承担而已。
The southern kingdom will be taken exile by the hands of the Babylonians.
南国呢后来是被巴比伦呢给这个灭了。
But that's an amazing prophecy.
那这个是一个非常这个惊异的一个预言。
Because at Micah's time, the Babylonian Empire was not even formed.
因为在那个弥迦的时代呢，那个时候巴比伦呢还是一个很小不成气候的国家。
The big bad bully in the neighborhood was the Assyrians.
那个强大的呢，到处霸凌别人的就是亚述。
It will be another 100 years before the Babylonians took over.
要再过一百年以后，这个巴比伦才会兴旺强大起来。
Then Micah asked the question, why is this happening?
弥迦就说为什么会这样呢?
He takes on the voice of God in the start of chapter 6.
就在第六章的时候他开始以这个神的这个话语来讲了。
God is making a case for himself.
神呢就替他自己来立了一个这个案子。
And he's asking his people, why are you doing this?
神就问他们说你们为什么这样做?
Literally, what have I done to deserve this?
也就是说我做了什么你们要这样子?
In other words, God asks, have I been a bad God?
神换句话说神就是讲说我是一个不好的神吗?
Do I deserve this type of treatment?
我怎么会得到这样子的这个对待呢?
Some of us have children.
我们有些人是在这边有小孩哈。
When our children disobey,
当小孩子不听话的时候,
when they don't listen to us, and they specifically do what we tell them not to do,
有的时候我们叫他不要做什么事情，他们又去做了。
Do we not ask the same question?
我们是不是也是这样问他们呢?
Why are you doing this?
你为什么做这个?
What have I done wrong?
我到底做错了什么?
Have I been a bad father?
我是不是一个不好的爸爸?
Have I been a bad mother?
我是不是一个不好的母亲?
This is fascinating. God asked the same question.
这很有意思哈，神也是问同样的问题。
And the people answer back.
这人民呢就回应他。
And Micah says they answer back to God.
就弥迦就说，他们就回应神的话。
They answer, God, what do you want from us?
他们就问神说，神啊，你要向我们拿什么呢？
Just like our children.
就像我们小孩子。
They answer back.
他们会这个回我们的话。
Mom, Dad, what do you want from me?
爸爸妈妈，你要我干什么？
I've done everything you told me to.
你要我做的我都做了。
What more do you want?
你还想要什么？
You don't have to raise your hand. We had those conversations.
有这个经验的人不用举手啊，我们大家都有过这个经验。
Look what the people said to God here.
这就是看看他们这些人对神怎么说。
Would the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer up my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?
弥迦书第六章第七节，耶和华岂喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的油禾吗？我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗？
In other words, the people are asking, how can we make God happy?
换句话说，他们就说我们要怎么样才能讨神的喜悦呢
？More sacrifices，
是不是再多献祭
？Can we make pay more taxes at the temple？
是不是可以到这个再多交一点税
？Even sacrifice our own children like the pagans do，
或者是说像那些外邦人一样把自己的小孩子献上
？Of course not. Instead, Micah tells us，
当然不是这样子。
He says, God has shown you, O mortal, what is good.And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
God says, I don't need more sacrifices.
神说我不是要再更多的献祭。
I already told you what I want, but you did not listen.
我已经告诉你我要什么了，但是你们都不听。
You got to do the right thing, act justly.
你们呢，要做正确的事情，要行公义。
It means you abide by a code of conduct.
也就是说你要遵守行为规范。
Not just legally, but morally and ethically.
不是光守法而已啊，而是要在道德跟伦理方面都要遵守。
You maintain a sense of right and wrong.
要知道什么是对，什么是错。
Look what Psalm says: Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right.
在诗篇106篇第三节讲说，凡遵守公平、常行公义的，这人变为有福。
Then you must love mercy.
所以必须要这个好怜悯。
Mercy is giving people what they don't deserve.
怜悯也就是说给人他们不配得的。
Mercy is loving kindness, it's forgiveness.
也就是呢，是仁慈、宽容、原谅。
It is when you say to yourself, I have a right to do this.
也就是我们常讲说，我有权利去这样做。
I'm entitled to do this.
我呢是应当可以这样做的。
But I don't.
但是我不去行使这个权利。
Because of love and compassion.
因为呢有仁爱跟同情心。
This is what Luke says. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
就像路加讲的啊，说你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。
How can we be merciful? We learn from God.
我们要怎么样怜悯呢？我们必须要从神那边来学习。
And the third thing is walk humbly with God.
第三个是存谦卑的心与神同行。
This is what Proverbs tells us. He mocks proud mockers, but show favor to the humble and oppressed.
箴言讲，他讥笑那好讥笑的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So when you administer justice and mercy,
所以呢，当你展现出公义怜悯的时候
，have the right attitude，
要有一个正确的态度。
Don't forget you're not God. Be humble.
不要忘记了，我们不是神，所以我们要谦卑。
Well, that was God. That's what God was working for.
所以呢，那就是神他要的。
But he didn't get it.
但他没有得到。
He got the blood of thousands of lambs.
他得到一千千牛的这个千千羊的血。
People kept on the religious side.
他们呢就遵守了宗教方面的。
They kept up the ritual.
宗教礼仪仪式。
But God was looking for more than that.
但神不是只要这些。
Someone said, in the end, we will be judged by how we stand with God.
有人说呢，到末了的时候呢，我们到时候被审判，就是要看我们跟神的关系。
But the measure of how we stand with God is how we stand with men.
但是怎么来衡量呢？这个标准是说，看我们怎么跟人相处啊，就可以表示说我们跟神的关系。
Your relationship with other people reflects your relationship with God.
也就换句话说，你跟人的关系可以显现出来你跟神的关系。
If you found God truly and you know Him, you find yourself with justice and mercy.
如果你要找到了神，你也真正的认识他的话，那你就可以行出公义怜悯来。
That's all, pretty simple.
就是这么简单。
But you know how hard it is.
但我们知道是不容易做的。
If you have children and when they do wrong, do you practice justice or mercy?
如果你有小孩，他们做错了事，你是行公义呢，还是行怜悯？
Do you discipline them or let them go?
你是处罚他们呢，还是就算了？
You know, I have medical students.
我有这个医学院的学生。
You think medical students will follow policies, keep deadlines, treat one another nicely?
你就想说这些医学院的学生，他们一定是遵照这个守规矩的啊，然后也大家互相帮忙啊，对不对？应该是很这个专业的。
Think again.
但是再想想。
So do I do justice or mercy?
所以呢，我是要对他们行公义还是行怜悯？
These are practical considerations in our lives.
这个是我们天天生活当中都会碰到的问题。
It comes into play when there's a power differential in a relationship.
也就是说我们在关系当中呢，你有不同的等级的时候会有什么样的影响？
Like parents and children.
就像父母亲跟小孩。
Teachers and students.
学生老师。
Boss and employee.
员工啊，跟职员工跟老板。
But even in equal relationships,
但甚至是平等的关系当中
like with your spouse,
就是跟你的配偶
with your brothers and sisters,
或者你的兄弟姐妹
friends,
朋友
or co-workers in the church,
或者是教会里的同工
Should I enforce the rules or should I let it go?
我是应该要去强制执行这些规条呢，还是说就算了？
Should I turn the lights on or turn them off?
我们要开灯呢，还是要关灯？
Linda always lets me go.
然后从都会有很多问题。
Is it justice or mercy?
所以到底我们是要做这个公义，还是要做怜悯？
Micah will give us some clues.
所以弥迦在这边给我们一点答案。
He gave us some future hope.
他给我们一些呢将来的这个盼望。
First, he sees a future day of world peace.
第一呢，他是看到了将来的有一天呢，世界会和平的。
And this is a great verse, famous verse in chapter 4.
这个是很有名的一个经文。
He says, he, which is God, will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore.
就他就是神，他必在多国的民中施行审判，为远方强盛的国断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀，这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。
What is this? This is universal disarmament.
这是什么呢？看起来好像就是全世界都裁军缴械了。
Isn't that great?
这样是不是很好呢？
But I committed an error in Bible interpretation.
但是呢，我刚刚就犯了一个翻译圣经的一个错误。
I gave you verse 3, but I didn't give you verse 2.
我给了你们第三节，但是我没有给你们第二节。
What does verse 2 say?
第二节讲什么呢？
The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
因为训诲必出于锡安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
The Savior will be in Jerusalem.
所以这个救主呢，会从耶路撒冷出来。
The same verse is quoted on the wall across the United Nations in New York City.
这一句话呢，也是写在这个纽约的联合国这个建筑物里面的墙上。
But here you only see verse 3, not verse 2.
但是我们这边只看到就是只有第三段第三节经文，而没有第二节。
They quote a verse from Isaiah.
而且他们在这边呢写的是从以赛亚书出来的。
But it's the exact same words in Micah.
但是呢，这个经文就是跟弥迦我们刚刚念的是完全一模一样的。
Bible commentator discuss whether Isaiah copied from Micah or Micah copied from Isaiah.
所以呢，这个圣经学者他们就在想，到底是弥迦这个抄袭了以赛亚，还是以赛亚呢去学了这个弥迦的经文
？Or God simply gave the same revelation to two prophets.
或者是神呢就同时给了这两个先知这个启示。
I think it's an important message, so two prophets had to say it.
我想可能是因为很重要的经文，所以就两个先知都同时了列举了这个经文出来。
But that's the arrogance of man, the United Nations.
但是呢，这个联合国大厦呢，就是我们人的骄傲的显现。
How can we expect verse 3 without verse 2?
我们怎么可能会有第三节经文，如果没有第二节来连贯的话？
We want peace, but we don't want God.
我们呢想要和平，但是我们不要神。
How can we have peace without the Prince of Peace?
如果你没有和平之主之王子的话，你怎么会有和平
？How can we have peace without accepting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
如果你不接受耶稣基督成为救主，怎么会有和平
？You can't have a kingdom without a king.
你不能说有个这个王国没有国王。
The king will come from Bethlehem.
这个王呢，国王就是从伯利恒出来。
But Micah's prophecy hasn't been fulfilled, has it?
但是这个弥迦的预言还是没有实现，对不对
？There will be a time between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus.
因为呢，在这个耶稣来的第一次跟第二次这个时段
，The first coming, Jesus came to save us from our sins.
耶稣第一次来是来拯救我们的罪。
The second coming.He will come to judge us for our sins.
第二次他来，他就要来审判我们的罪。
Then there will be peace.
然后就会有和平。
But Micah knows the human heart.
但是呢，弥迦知道人的心是怎么样的。
He knows the human condition in the north and the south will continue today.
他也知道这个发生在南国北国的这个事情呢，也是延续到今天。
It's true. We can't deny it.
我们没办法否认。
Just look around you.
我们就看看周围。
That's why Micah's hope is not that on our own someday we will change.
也就是弥迦就也是讲说，不是靠我们人自己有一天我们可以改变的。
On our own, we will never be able to change.
我们自己是永远没办法改变。
That's not going to happen.
不可能的事。
Micah's hope is in God's grace.
弥迦的希望是在神的这个怜悯上。
God's forgiveness.
神的饶恕。
And that brings us to the chapter 7 or end of Micah.
也就把我们带到第七章最后的这个弥迦书。
And Micah says towards the end, verse 18, Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depth of the sea.
神啊，有何神向你赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之余民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩，必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的一切罪投于深海。
What a great ending to the book of Micah.
这是弥迦书很好的结尾。
He says, Who is a God like you?
他就说有何神像你。
It's played on his own name, the word Micah.
也就是弥迦他自己名字的意思。
Remember the name of Micah? It means who is God like you?
弥迦的这个意思就是说有谁是像你神。
So you learn a Hebrew word today.
今天我们就学到了一个希伯来文。
So Micah tries to answer the question, how can there be justice and mercy at the same time?
所以呢，弥迦就在这边回答了，怎么可以同时可以有公义跟这个怜悯呢？
How can God do this?
神怎么来做？
Cast our sins into the depth of the ocean to be forgotten and forgiven.
可以将我们的罪孽呢，投入深海，踏在脚下。
For the Jewish people, there was a covenant with God.
在这个犹太人呢，他们跟神是有一个约的。
Today we have a new covenant.
今天我们有的是新约。
That's why we celebrate communion.
这就是为什么我们刚刚是守圣餐。
The Jewish people understood this covenant very well.
犹太人呢，他们对这个约呢是非常清楚明白。
So they have a whole holiday devoted to the forgiveness of sin.
所以他们对这个原谅赦免罪的这一天呢，他们有一个节日来庆祝的。
The Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur.
也就是叫做赎罪日，就是 Yom Kippur.
During this holiday, they perform a ceremony called Teshlik.
在这一天呢，他们会有仪式就叫做塔什离奇仪式。
They literally cast breadcrumbs into the ocean as a symbol of their sin.
他们呢就那个仪式就是把面包屑丢在水里头，就代表说他们的罪是丢在海里了。
They're right. God forgives sin.
是的，神是原谅我们的罪。
And that's His mercy.
那就是他的怜悯。
But there's consequence to sin, and that's God's justice.
但是呢，我们的罪还要承担后果，那就是神的公义。
And God can do both.
神呢，他是两样都可以做的。
He can punish and pardon at the same time.
他可以惩罚和饶恕我们在同时进行。
If an innocent person is willing to take the punishment,
如果一个没有罪的人他愿意来承担这个处罚的话，
then the guilty can go free.
那这个罪呢就可以得到赦免。
That's why the cross was necessary.
这就是为什么十字架是必须的。
The guilty can go free because innocent has paid the price.
有罪的呢可以得到释放原谅，就是因为无辜的人呢他们付上了代价。
People think that God of love will forgive us without a price.
人呢认为说神可以因为爱我们就让我们呢没有条件的原谅我们。
No, he couldn't.
但是他不可以这样做。
If God forgives us without a price, then he will be merciful but not just.
如果神呢不付任何代价就原谅了我们呢，他就是有怜悯，但是他没有实行公义。
If God doesn't forgive and punishes us for what we deserve,
如果神呢，他不原谅我们而处罚了我们的话，
He will be just but not merciful.
那就是他实行了公义，但是没有得到怜悯。
That's why all throughout the Old Testament, he insisted that no one could receive forgiveness unless there was a sacrifice of an innocent life.
所以呢，旧约里面就一直不断的提到只有说呢，这个血的这个代价呢，才可以付上赎罪的代价。
Ultimately, the price to be paid for our sin was the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，最终呢，我们的罪呢，所要付的代价也就是耶稣基督他的宝血。
We need the cross.
我们需要十字架。
And that's why Paul says in 2 Corinthians, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
在哥林多后书讲说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And this is how justice and mercy were accomplished at the same time.
这也就是啊，公义跟怜悯同时都达到了。
Without shedding of blood, there could be no forgiveness of sin.
若不流血呢，罪就不得赦免。
At the cross, we can see that God is both just and merciful for those who believe in Jesus.
所以在十字架上，我们可以看到神的公义和怜悯就在信耶稣的人身上展现出来了。
And it is this relationship with God.
也就是这一层我们与神的关系。
That gives us strength and wisdom to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly.
可以让我们有能力和智慧啊，来行公义、好怜悯、谦卑的与神同行。
And that's the story of Micah.
这就是弥迦书的故事。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, who is like you? Who is like you, O God? There is no one like you. You act with justice, but you also give us mercy. You save us from our sin with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you. Let us open our hearts to the Holy Spirit that we can learn from the prophet Micah, that we can learn to treat one another with justice and mercy and walk with you. With humility. We ask for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.